We've got a host of folks in the studio with us. We need to take a quick break. We're talking with Dr. John Keeney, of course, Sam Plurie, the Community and Alumni Relations Coordinator, and Lori Henley, the Administrative Assistant in the Nursing Department. When we return, we're going to talk about some opportunities for you to get involved at Columbia College and talk about their upcoming Community Day. It's all a part of this second hour. Closing in on 1027 on the second hour of the KRMS Morning Magazine. We're talking with the folks from Columbia College, Dr. John Keeney, Sam Plurie, the Community and Alumni Relations Coordinator, as well as Lori Henley, the Administrative Assistant to the Nursing Department. And I guess one of the things we really wanted to touch on as far as Columbia College is concerned, if there's people that are out there listening this morning, and they'd like to get involved, and they want to stop by and get enrolled. You said the March enrollment is going on as we speak. Let's give them all the information they need.
Sure. There's a lot of different ways that you can get involved with Columbia College and get your educational start or finish your education. You know, you may have gotten some classes and you want to pick those back up. We're located in Osage Beach behind Pruitt Point Shopping Center, so over there behind Hy-Vee and Target. We have a water tower. I think we're the only college in Mid-America that has a water tower named after it. So
it's not a bad thing.
Pretty proud about that.
Free advertising.
If you can't stop by, we'd love you to stop by because it's, you know, we love to stop by the front desk there. But for more information, www.ccis.edu/Lake Ozark. Or you can call 573-348-6463. We also have got it active in the social media world, which we post a lot of our information from a class schedule, bookstore schedule, that sort of thing, interactive with our students. It's www.facebook.com/CC Lake Ozark. So a lot of different ways you can access Columbia College information and really, you know, follow the college and find out how you can get enrolled or just be a part of what we're doing. So
now obviously we're talking about Community Day, which is coming up in May.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have opportunities for people to, say, come out and tour the facility, maybe have some sort of an orientation available if they just want to come by and see what's going on?
We're open from 8:30 in the morning until, you know, 5:30. The offices are open, and glad to have anybody walk in, whether they just want to visit and see the facility or if they're interested in looking at a college education. We'd give them an opportunity to sit with our academic advisors and talk about any kind of degree program they might be interested in. We have a specialist in financial aid, so they can see what kind of financial aid might be available to them. And again, like Sam said, they can contact us through any of the media formats, and we'll send them a information packet if they want to look at that. But if they really want to get, you know, serious information, probably the best step is to just walk in. We always like to see visitors.
And you were talking about Community Day, Kevin, and we are experiencing one of our probably our best year ever from an enrollment standpoint. Mm-hmm. So we've had we're very, very appreciative of the fact that the community has supported us that way. Popular programs include nursing, our business degrees, teacher certification, and criminal justice. So, I mean, any of those areas are popular. We have several of the degrees. I think Dr. Keeney said 21. So, you know, we have a lot of different areas that people can cover. May 7th, as you said, is Community Appreciation Day. We're opening up our campus from 11 to 2. Like you said, it's open anytime for people to come take a look. But we're going to have free food, giveaways. We're going to have Scooter the Cougar, who is our mascot of the college, down here getting pictures with people. So, and we'll print those pictures out, and they can take them as souvenirs. We're also doing a book drive that day. So people bring a children's book, and we're going to give those books to one of our teachers in a local school to start their in-classroom library. So, and when you do bring a book, you're automatically qualified to win some pretty major prizes that we'll be handing out that day. So it's just going to be a lot of fun from 11 to 2, just kind of our way, a small way to say thank you for all the support that the community has given us. So,
and we'll have historical displays and science displays, and we open the building up, light everything up with all the technology so the folks can see what we do there. We get recreation and usually have some face painting and some clowns and some folks for entertainment for the kids. And it really just a way for us to say, you know, we celebrated our 20th anniversary this year, and it's just this is just a way for us to kind of say thank you to the community and throw our doors open. And it tends to be a good time. You've been there.
Sure.
And if you want to get your blood pressures checked, make sure you come on down. Those nurses will be there and take care of you. So,
I tell you what, that's probably a great idea. That's more reason to come and enjoy the event. You know, you talk about the history. Last year when we were there, we had the opportunity to see some of the old yearbooks from some of the schools around here.
Mm-hmm.
My, how times and people have changed.
I don't know if they do yearbooks anymore. It's probably online anymore, but yeah.
And you parlay that into a nice topic.